only you people could see this.
I don't get it, Jay. Why are you hating so much?
I don't. He's just a hateful little man. I don't know what it is.
But it is.
I have no idea. Like, he just.
You're like,
just
you're resenting the fact that we're enjoying this. And that's
that is. Fuck you guys.
You're not allowed to have fun.
Fuck you guys. You're happy about something.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We gotta run her hot damn.
Back for more.
When life gives you lemons.
You know, find the warp, dude! Find the warp!
Hot damn.
Don't make the lemonade!
Granada!
Baby, I'm a firework!
Light him up, boys.
Make life take the lemons back!
But enough talk! How about you?
Teleporter online. I have opened the path.
So you can... All right!
You know what? You know what's gonna happen, Tom. In the middle of this podcast, he's gonna stand up and be like, "Look, boys," and he's gonna have a switch.
Yeah, he won't tell me how many hours into Zelda he is. The gamepad is right behind him. He could turn that on and go into his daily log and tell me how many hours he has on Zelda right now. But he won't do it. He won't do it. I want to know. Like, I really am anxious to know how long it took you to get to that first dungeon.
Those dungeons were great.
Yeah, they were. I'm playing through the DLC now of the extra content, and it's pretty dope so far. Like, I'm digging the extra story mode stuff.
So I've tried to get into a game of Fortnite. There it is.
That was it?
Can you hear it?
Yeah, it's going boop, boop, boop.
Oh, okay, boop. Yes.
Sounds like the fucking ice cream truck.
There we go. Okay, so here we go. Let's get started.
All right.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's episode 88.
Jay's just throwing down the hate tonight.
I know. There's a surprise.
He's drank his haterade before he... What do you got there?
He did.
Smoking the hater weed.
He's got a... Yeah, hater weed.
Hater weed, haterade.
Oh, was that the old rush hour? What's that? It's a cigarette. I didn't know cigarette. That's a cig of weed. Fortnite on the Switch is happening. I actually got into a fucking game. Yeah, let's do this shit.
I'm just not excited about it. I'm just not excited to play Fortnite on a... Oh, I mean, that was one of the big E3 announcements today from Nintendo.
E3 is done. It's finished. It's all done.
No,
right?
It's all done. Still gonna be happening.
There's a couple of days.
Like, you'll see, like, smaller, like, developers, like, announcing some other shit, but, like, as far as, like, the big console guys, yeah, their shit's out.
All the big guns are out. So we talked a little bit last night about Microsoft. We didn't talk too much about Sony, and at all, I think. I think, Tom, you might have loosely mentioned The Last of Us.
Yeah, I saw Last of Us before we filmed last night.
Let me just say this. What an underwhelming E3.
Yeah, that's what
just
we said.
Overall. Just
we
overall.
We called it meh-3. Instead of E3 this year.
I don't know if it was meh-3. It's just, I mean,
Smash
everything
was the
leaked.
Only thing I was super excited for, and like everything else is like, oh, coming next year. Oh, coming next year. Like everything.
That's, okay, so that was my biggest problem. Everything was like, hey, look, Halo Infinite. Look, Halo.
Yeah, next year.
No,
maybe.
No date.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Gears 5 next year.
Yeah,
And it's just like, I mean,
it was
even
like the
Halo,
hurry up and wait show.
Halo for me was like probably one of the biggest disappointments because it was like, look, here's our engine tech. So that I challenge anybody to go back and look at that. That looked bad.
That looked like the first level in the first Halo. That looks like the same planet.
I mean,
not one rifle was fired. Nothing. There was nothing going on.
I mean,
we didn't get anything. There's a warthog that you saw off in the distance, but like that doesn't show. Obviously, like you like, okay, cool. You made a new physics engine. Congratulations.
I thought that it was like, okay, yeah. The tech engine looked really pretty. That's all you showed. And then you show Master Chief, and his leg looked terrible. It looked like a really skinny leg. It wasn't highly detailed. You see the helmet, which looked like flat green. it yeah. didn't have the detail to it. It looked like the first helmet rendering from the first game. There's no battle damage. There's no, like, that honeycomb texture on his visor.
Yeah, nothing looked. It was just okay.
It looked blah. And so I'm like, I'm really confused. Like, I know they said this is going to be on another Halo ring. That's kind of what they teased.
Yeah.
But is this like a remake of the first one, or is this?
I have no idea. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm not overly impressed by that tech.
Yeah,
demo.
And Gears, I wasn't even that like. I was like, okay, that's cool. Like, and then the strategy game that we'd even talk about on the show.
Mike, did you see the Gears pop that I had mentioned to you?
Oh, is that a game?
It's gonna be a mobile game.
Oh Christ.
We found out. I thought it was going to be like a. I thought it made sense that it was going to be like a Lego Gears of War game, basically. That's what
it's,
I thought.
It still looks like doo doo. It just seems like the wrong mix and just the wrong crowd to try to pull in for a first time game like that.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if it was a Gears level, then it would have been fun. But.
Yeah, I
don't know.
I don't know. I was. So Microsoft, I mean, yeah, everything from them was, hey, next year, Crackdown. Guess what? Still next year.
Does yeah, but Crackdown even... did look pretty cool. I mean, I'm not going to lie. But at the same time, that was all, like, that was another thing in E3 I hated this year. Everything was, like, music videos. Like, it wasn't like, here's our gameplay, but here's,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, live-action show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to just go to bat... I'm not going to just go to bat for you know, Sony here. Sony is, I mean, for me, Spider-Man probably stole the show for them. Last for Us, I mean... I can't knock Naughty Dog. I mean, Uncharted is probably one of my favorite games. They make phenomenal games. And I know The Last of Us, for many people, is a great game, and I'm not going to shit on it. For me, I spent 4.5 hours roughly into it, and I didn't give a shit. I was bored out of my mind. The setting was depressing. I didn't really feel like I wanted to continue. And it's like, I know the second one's just going to be more of that. It looks prettier. And hey... great for the fans who want it. For me, it did nothing.
Okay, well, let's talk about it though, really quick, because I'm really confused by it. You know, while I did play the first one in its entirety, it definitely not the type of game that I think I would go back and play. It's definitely a big gut wrench. Spoiler warning. Okay, in the first 10 minutes, you know, when his
that was
his daughter
that was
gut wrench.
Yeah, it was that
you know,
was
and I think it hit us maybe because we're parents. So, versus Tom, did you play The Last of Us?
I have it, but I never played it. I got it with my PS4.
So, you know, I've talked to some people that, you know, are not parents. So they're just like, yeah, that was sad. You know, maybe it didn't gut punch them like it did us.
Yeah.
But, you know, I stuck with it because I was curious where it would go.
I tried.
It was a post-apocalyptic world, very slow moving, like the early days of Walking Dead, minus a lot of character interaction. But, you know... with all the, you know, accolades and praise that it receives from people, it had a very minimal enemy count. You had humans, you had those clickers, and
which are like zombies, right? I mean, they're
The sounds on them were great. I will give them that credit. But there wasn't really a big, you know, variety of stuff. And essentially, it came down to those Uncharted mechanics where you duck and cover. Mm. You know, you try to remain stealth. You go behind that, and it did. The formula got a little repetitive. And then the game ultimately is finished, kind of leaves you on a cliffhanger, scratching your head with, you know, questions about what could happen next. Does this person, you know, infected? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So
doesn't sound like my
cup. So going into this one here, I'm really confused. I mean, it's set like in some sort of dance or some sort of hoedown.
That was cool, though, the way they did the show, though. They did the show in, like, the thing. Like, that was... the production of that Sony put on for it,
that's what's great about Sony games. You know, they just God of War, Uncharted.
So, I mean, that's
look at the Tomb Raider.
None of that stuff really into. Like none of those games I'm really into.
See,
like
for
even
me,
Horizon.
If you were to put down and say, hey, Last of Us, or Last of Us 2, God of War, I would go God of War. I want a game that's really going to entertain me and make me do shit that's, like, fun, holy shit moments. You know, not a game where it's, like, this is maybe just me, but this is, like, the essential, like, when you go to a movie and it's, like, hey, this character's got cancer, and guess what? They die by the end of the movie. And their twist, their friend that was supporting them, they've got it, and they're going to die in the sequel. Like, you leave that theater like, fuck, that's a downer.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
Infinity War.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I feel coming out of that. And it was like, I don't want to play this anymore. Like, yeah, it was pretty for the time, but I'm like, I want something that's like fun. Yeah. Like it didn't feel fun to me.
I get that. You know, comparing, you know, God of War to that, you know, or you saying if I only and had again, to choose one, yeah, you would go with the fun. You'd go with the exciting. Yeah. There's a lot more going on in God of War, and the pacing's great with that.
And
but getting back to this one right here, this is what I don't get. This is what I'm trying to get at. So they got this hoedown, you know, and the girl, I don't even remember what her name
Ellie.
Is. She's there with
Ellie.
Her girlfriend, Ellen. That's right.
Ellie.
They get together. They share a dance, an intimate moment. You know, it, again, I can't help it. Maybe it's Solo and Lando that's fucked it up for me. But I feel like everybody's pushing sexuality on everything because it's a big deal. It's in the forefront. But then they share this tender moment that fades to black and fades back in. And Ellie's stabbing viciously this dude in the neck.
Like sawing.
And then,
neck.
She just jabs him again in the neck, making it even more violent, takes him down and kills him, then goes into gameplay. So, like, I don't know. Like, this, it told me nothing. I think, Mike, I talked to you later.
Well,
this is a post-apocalyptic zombie game. Didn't show anything. You showed a couple of human enemies, which we know exist. So
I mean,
almost feel like it's Walking Dead-ish.
I mean, did you watch the trailer from PSX? That one that caught all the controversy?
Which one was
that? That's one that were, they were trying to, like, there was a body that was hanging.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
It's because of the hanging. That's why.
And it was just brutal.
They showed that again.
It was
they
very
showed somebody getting gutted in this one. Ugh.
And
I don't know. To me, that stuff doesn't, like, do it for me anymore. Like,
it doesn't do it for me too, but to me, it's not elevating the game. That
is
not amazing. I mean, and that stuff I can turn on TMC and see. So essentially, you're giving me the same thing. And these are a lot of my complaints about Nintendo. It's not hating; it's just facts. If you're gonna get my money, you're gonna get a full $60. You got to be serving me up with something a little better. You can't fool me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes. And that's what I feel like this is doing. That gameplay, if you didn't see Ellie in it and you were just boom, right in that gameplay, that could be Lara Croft. Shit, that could be that chick that's with Nathan Drake. You don't know which game it can be
because
it's all so similar.
Well, I mean, take a look. I mean, not a look. Example is Days Gone. You know, when I first saw, like, you know, it looked like a tech demo with all these, you know, how many zombies can we get running on the screen at the same time? And that the more and the more I see that game, the less and less interested I become.
I can't believe they haven't done a Dynasty Warriors with zombies yet.
Give them time.
I mean, Dead Rising is kind of like that in a way. Like, Dead Rising is, like, very much there's, like, a giant crowd the whole time.
It's but like, yeah, but like, I mean, Days Gone, it's if you look at that one, it's just a gray, bleak guy on a motorcycle
that
lost the zombie stuff. It's just
I'm over
done.
It. I don't care about zombies anymore. Like,
when you got
weirdo kids like from Hot Topic buying shirts that are like, I love brains, and you're like, what the hell do you know about zombies, kid? You have no idea. Like, they used to be slow and prot and like, like our Resident Evil zombies. Like,
as soon as they license out the Negan.
Another PlayStation game coming out next year,
to
Resident Evil Remaster 2.
Yeah, that looks dope. That looks so pretty.
It
I mean,
looked dope. And then
in the video.
Then you hear the voices, and it's like the same audio tracks from like 1999, and it's 90... like it looks bad.
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know. To
great.
Me, that looks cool. Like, I was totally on board.
But then you're gonna
have Resident Evil.
Well, you'll have Days Gone. You'll have, you know, Last of Us 2. Then you're gonna have that one, Resident, and it's all about next year. And it's like, my God, like, holy shit. How many freaking zombie games
do we need?
Is there
going to be a zombie mode in Call of Duty, too? I'm sure they'll add it.
Well, yeah, they have
to do that. Yeah, whatever. I don't know. I'm just over that whole thing. Just over it. And, like, Spider-Man looked cool, but, like, you know, I was telling Jay earlier, I was just like, I don't give a shit about Spider-Man. Like, I can't picture myself playing a Spider-Man game. I just can't.
I've always been kind of the anti-Spider-Man just because I'm a Superman fan. And for me, like, I always...
You have nothing to be happy about.
I have always made the argument that he was a ripoff at the time on Superman between the red and the blue, the whole working at a newspaper. The name sounds like the whole, you know, Clark Kent, you know, to Peter Parker. Like, there was just so many similarities, and it was just... So I've always had a reason to hate Spider-Man, but this game looks...
I had
that's my whole argument. That's a different argument.
No. I know it's a different argument, but the, where you said a Clark Kent, Peter Parker. I mean, that
it's like the Clark, even though Clark, even though it's a K for Kent, it's the Clark Kent, Peter Parker. Like it's just like the PPCK. Like it's just the all the similarities. Works at the newspaper, taking the pictures, never around.
You sound like the fragrance counter at the mall. PPKK.
Yeah. But I've enjoyed like the Spider-Man Homecoming, but the way this game moved, my God, it was so freaking fluid. I mean, it looked like you're playing a movie, and, it, and the gameplay that you're doing that, where you see him rocket out of the top and flip down to the ground, run. I mean, it was just so fluid, and the combat is like, it looked better than Batman Arkham City. Like it was so fluid.
Nope. I don't want better than Batman than Arkham City. That game's perfect to me as a superhero game. I loved those games. Those are so dope.
But I don't know. For Sony's offerings, at least that's coming this year.
No Shenmue. They didn't say that.
No, that got delayed.
Yeah. Shocker.
Maybe they'll fix the eyes. How much did you guys talk about with the Xbox?
Not a whole bunch. What do you want to say about the Xbox?
I mean, I've been looking for really good games since I have the One X, and One X. I'm just gonna pull up GameSpot real quick just because I know.
Well, you can play Forza in 60 frames.
60 frames a second in the Xbox One X mode.
Yeah. See, for me, racing games are like sports games. Like, do I really need another one? Now, granted, I do like what they're doing with this because I'm. For some reason, I just have an addiction. I just want to go to England. I just want to go there. And it's all in London, or not London. It's all in England. And then I like what they're doing with the weather. So every week, the weather in the game changes for a whole week. Like the season changes. So if you're driving through the Highlands of Scotland or whatever, maybe it's the Highlands. I don't know if that's if Scotland's in there, but. You know, you'll travel through like Surrey, and then you'll go through London, and then you'll go all these little Edinburgh. That's not Scotland too, but I think Scotland's in there. I could be wrong, but anyway, like you go through there, and then a week later, the same places you're driving through could be like fall, and the next one will spring, and then winter.
And the tracks are different because of the weather.
It all stays like that for a week, and I think that's awesome. So I might probably pick that up. I was really impressed with Forza 3. Other than that, for Microsoft, like I'm just trying to think. Like, yeah, they showed off a bunch of third-party stuff.
Don't they sound like somebody desperately like clinging to a relationship with you? Like that they're just like, it's gonna get better. Like that was a joke we made last night about it. We were just like, it's gonna get better, babe. Like just stick with me a little bit longer. Like good things are coming. Like it's things are looking up. And that's all Microsoft did to us was like, guys, it's gonna get better.
Here, so let me pull up. I'm gonna pull up my. So
Mike, look that over for a second, and then Tom. So tell me about Nintendo really quick, okay?
Okay, I was super excited today. I was wearing my Smash Brothers shirt. Is how before the show even started. I took a shower this morning. I already committed to the shirt. I already had committed to it, and I was sitting there watching the presentation. And first, they show off some weird ass like. I don't even
that
know.
That mech game. I want to see more on that mech game. I'm not going to lie. That looked pretty cool.
I want to see gameplay of that mech game. I want, not what they showed, just more of music videos. Then they went into Pokemon? They showed off the Pokemon stuff that I don't really care about that.
Get back to me when it's the actual Pokemon that they've been talking about, not this hybrid of Pokemon Go. I don't care.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. They announced like Star Fox is going to have like a cameo in some other game, which is, that's cool, whatever. Toad Trackers, another Wii U port's coming over. And then they showed that the new Square game too, the one that everybody's going all crazy over, Octo Star.
Oh, yeah, Octopath
Gazer.
Traveler.
Yeah, that's supposedly.
I played the demo for that. And
I haven't played the demo yet. It just came out today, right?
The demo I think comes out tomorrow or the 14th, and then the game comes out in July or August.
It looks like a cool, like old school JRPG, but it's simple.
It's made like to look like a Super Nintendo game, but there's effects and like things that they've done that are modern, like the way shadows work in a, you have to see it, like download the game or the demo for it, because like when you'll see how like things affect the world and you're like, that shouldn't happen in a Super Nintendo style art game, and but somehow they do it. The effects are really cool.
I thought it was a cool looking game. Like, I'll take a look at it, but I don't know if that's something I'll end up getting. Like, but then they showed Smash Brothers. Like, everybody was super pumped about Smash Brothers, and they did it right. Like, I don't think anybody was expecting a numbered version, like an actual like brand new one.
Have they actually done a numbered version?
Well, I mean, it's always
Smash
been
Brothers Smash... Brawl, Smash Brothers Melee, Smash Brothers
Super.
No,
Smash Brothers.
There's Smash
Brothers
Smash Wii 64,
U.
There's Smash 64. There's Melee, Brawl, Melee. And then Smash for Wii U and 3DS. And this, I mean, they're calling this
Smash Super
Ultimate.
Smash Brothers Super Homo Edition.
Dude, this thing has got.
How do you hate Smash Brothers? That game's so fun. How do you hate it? I don't understand.
Go ahead, Mike. What were you saying?
No, I just said that game has over 60-some characters.
Almost 70 characters.
Yeah, bringing back characters that haven't been around for a while, like Solid Snake, who is actually voiced by David Hayter, not Kiefer Sutherland. Yeah, I mean, just having all those characters.
Ridley. They announced Ridley playable for the first time.
Ridley? Who's Ridley?
From Metroid.
And there's like tons of skins. There's like Mega Man, and then Mega Man, like every version of Mega Man.
Yeah.
There's like 5 or 6 different skins. There's new worlds you fight on the top of the towers of the towers in Breath of the Wild. There's, I mean, they've added a bunch
of
new shit.
There's a bunch of returning stages. Like, it's pretty much like, remember Mortal Kombat Trilogy on PlayStation 1?
Yeah.
Like, when they just had all the characters? Yeah. That's what they're doing with this one. And they're retooling it. You can air dash a different way, which might make
certain characters
a big difference in competitive play.
Most of the characters have had their movesets retooled. They can pull off new specials. Like, it's not just a port, thank God. So,
and that's
going to
be different with Ryu, with where he changes direction. Like, he will automatically now, like, Ryu will play like he does in Street Fighter even more. By making it like, no matter what, you control him like you're playing Street Fighter. Jay, are you paying attention?
I am. You control him like Street Fighter.
Yeah, like that's pretty cool. Like, that's a pretty cool addition to have to it.
Sure. No, I wasn't paying attention.
I don't understand, dude. You're killing me. I don't.
Your inability to care about, like, really? Come on, man.
I don't understand, dude. It's
how
like...
is it that you get to say that you're wrong?
Look. Okay, that's why I was.
How many hours? Why you got it right now?
I'm looking for it.
Okay,
that's
go
why
back to
I
the
was
home stream.
You know, I just realized Mike has a Zelda shirt on. You got a
Smash
Brothers shirt on. You fucking Nintendo marks, you
dude. You don't know
fucking marks. This guy spends $30 for a free game on the Switch. you fucking rebuy the game,
dude.
This is why I was distracted. Okay,
because
so
you don't. What are you playing right now? That's good. What are you playing right now? Or what could you be playing instead of Zelda?
This isn't about me. We're here to talk about.
I just gotta say that because of this console, I can play Fortnite anywhere I go. Paladins, Fallout Shelter, Zelda. I'm just looking at games on here. Mario,
you know
Rocket
you know
League,
scary
Street
to think
Fighter
about?
Ultimate.
You know,
like,
what's
I can play
really,
all this
I thought
shit
about this. When I was in traffic today, I thought about this. How many car accidents do you think that we could possibly see from people using their car as a hotspot to play Fortnite, like, in traffic?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be the least bit surprised. Someone's going to get what?
No.
It's going
to
happen.
Just announced that Fortnite's player count has risen to 125 million.
God. And everybody talks about that game. Like, and I don't know. To me, I just don't see the magic in it.
So real quick, I'm not going to go into it because we've all played it. But if you haven't played it recently, if you feel that it's too difficult, or you feel that like you're pissed off because you get sniped and you're out of the game, you can now do like squads, which you can do before. You can do, you know, duo. So you and me, whatever. Squad of 4, And now I think people are petitioning for them to keep it, but there's a 50-on-50 mode. It drops two buses, the board's split in half, and then you just, it's like one big massive rush for the middle, and it's just, it's a lot of fun. The costumes, the characters and shit, all that you get, it's actually a blast to play.
I haven't played it in about, I think the last time I tried it was maybe a month ago. It's like, I never even built anything. I just had fun running around.
I am not as good at that as I am at Call of Duty. I get my ass handed to me, but I enjoy playing it. It's just a fun game. And like tomorrow, I can go to lunch. I can sit in my cafe, take my drink, my food, and just sit there and play some Fortnite or some Paladins. And
are you that dude? Do you have headphones on? Do you have headphones?
I don't have headphones. I just turn the volume down.
Oh, okay.
Although I may have to take little earbuds if I'm going to play Fortnite because footsteps make every difference in that game. But
wow,
it's a lot of fun. Shit on all you want.
Well,
there's a reason why there's a reason why there's 125 million people playing it. It's a fun.
Mike, I want to know the first time it happens that you're at that cafe and you and some other guy look at each other and like you realize you're both like Fortnite. That would be so weird.
No, but it's
I wonder what the consistency of those numbers are and for how long, you know, like what's it really averaging at its peak times. Because, I mean, and you have to admit to it that if you win, winner, winner, chicken dinner, there's no reason to ever play again.
So, no, that's not true at all.
You know, I do appreciate how they're putting different things in there, but it's just, I don't know. To me, it'll be gone within 2 years. The mode is going to be adapted into other types of games, but...
I'm really curious to see how Call of Duty
the show does. Pony of the week.
I don't know. I think it'll be cool for him. I think having it on the go, like at hotspots.
It's cool. I mean, the mobile, the pub. I mean, was it the pub mobile?
Well, I mean, just think about like all the meetups. Like, think about all the Facebook groups you see of something like that. Of like, you know, like people at McDonald's or like going and having their lunch break there and playing it because you can get on the Wi-Fi at McDonald's, like.
Yeah, that's all cool. Yeah, I mean, hey, games, you're having fun. It's all good. Yeah. You know, that's your thing. It ain't my thing.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so for Xbox, we got...
Yeah.
I'm looking for games that's specific to Xbox because you got games like, you know, Rage 2, Bethesda's Starfield, which...
You know, I got to say, Rage 2, while Rage 2 looks pretty fucking cool, I was really surprised that it got a sequel. I'm surprised with that.
Yeah.
The first one, I mean, cool guns here and there, but I was really surprised that a sequel came out. And I think it's one of those ones that will probably get overlooked. It'll be the new Mech Assault. Not the new Mech Assault, the new Titanfall.
It sold, right? Yeah, it sold game. Okay, though, right?
What's that?
What, Rage? Yeah. No, it didn't.
No, Rage, really? Sold, really. Rage sold very well. It sold like 2 million copies or over the course of its life, but the ending apparently was really shitty and pissed a lot of people off.
I don't ever remember selling it well. It had 4 freaking CDs, which is a pain in the ass. Its loading times were ridiculous. It was buggy. Did I tell you it had 4 CDs? You know, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
They were selling it for like $10.
Damn.
But whatever. Sequel does look cool.
Yeah, they showed stuff. They showed
Metro
like...
looked cool. I think that looked cool.
Yeah, Metro did.
So here's a game I'll talk about. Let's try to this. Go ahead.
No, I was just trying to find games that were exclusive to the system because I'm seeing things like
nothing this year. There's nothing.
Yeah, I mean you've got Crash Bandicoot, which is already out. You've got Metro Exodus, which will be on the PC and PS4. You've got Spyro again.
Best thing they have coming out is Forza.
I will say I'm looking forward to Iron Man. Anthem. Anthem looks cool.
I see what you did there. That was real slick.
And you got Garfield. And
Yeah. Other than that, there's not really much. Like, at least Nintendo has Smash and like Pikachu and what do you call it? The Pokemon stuff. Like, that's cool. Sony's got their what's Sony's big one for the holidays? I mean, Call
Spider-Man.
Of Duty.
Most likely Spider-Man. I'm wondering if. Are people just really giving Rockstar this much breathing room because of fucking Red Dead Redemption?
Yeah.
Like, are they just pushing titles back because nobody wants to compete with that thing?
Pretty much. It seems
that way. It's not GTA. I mean, I know it's got a big fan following, and I'll probably buy it, but, like, I don't think that Red Dead's going to pull me away from Call of Duty or Battlefield, but, like, I'll play it. But is, I mean, I know I hear a lot of people saying they're delaying games because they don't want to be around that because it's going to sell so much.
I did play GTA 5 and I had fun with it for a while, but I can't picture myself like putting like back into another one of those worlds for a while. You know what I mean? Like GTA 5
like,
was too much. Like that's like the worlds are getting bigger and bigger. It's like, oh my God. Like,
yeah, Rockstar is a brand that you know you don't want to mess around with. I could see that. If I was making games, that would concern me, especially for
they're
the
like
holidays.
The Wu-Tang of the video game industry.
Oh, well, we didn't talk about the Star Wars game. The Star Wars game that was also announced with no date.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it went
and
nothing.
And then Elder Scrolls announced no date.
Yeah, and it's going to be on the next-gen systems.
Yeah, big balls there. Yeah, we mentioned that. So, hey, here's a game that I thought was great, and they're bringing something new to the table. No, not Cyberpunk. I'm talking about stuff. Actually, I don't even think this is coming out this year, so I don't even know if I should talk about it. The new Hitman. I was doing the co-op takes on it.
I am in for that.
If you didn't pick up Hitman Season, I know it was weird the way it came out. It was episodic. There's five of them.
I slept on that, and
if you did sleep on it, then you might have gotten the entire package in one time. And if you don't, go buy it. I would recommend buying the game now because you will get a complete game. When it first came out, it was like Chapter 1. You got like Italy or these are definitely not the right locations, but there was like a yacht. There was like a fashion show.
That was probably my favorite one.
Places. I know. That was great.
But I would say that game surprised the shit out of me in terms of like not only the gameplay and the things that you could do, but like some of the levels, like the one where you're on the in that big mansion hotel thing on the water, the detail in the windows and just it was so freaking detailed. And then there's the Bord Marrakesh, where you go into like those little lamp shops, with all the individual lamps that are made of like stained glass, and they're all. I mean, that game was beautiful.
Yeah, it is. So to have another live human helping you or working against you in these missions, and you know the dynamics in the game can change a lot, and there's so many different ways to approach that stuff. So to me, it's like playing a Mission Impossible, if you will.
Yeah. Did you ever play that mode on Perfect Dark?
What's that?
No, I do remember playing the Spies vs. Mercs in Splinter Cell, and that was really cool if you had the right, you know, a group of friends to play with. It's just done so cool. There was, like, the movie theater level. Do you remember it? I think it was Splinter Cell Double Agent, where you would start in a movie theater.
Yes,
Two of you guys would start outside, two of you would start inside the theater, and you had to go through the vents or the...
We played quite a bit of that.
Oh yes, we did. It was great.
I'm gonna throw a nugget here. I'm just gonna throw us off trail with a nugget. Maybe it's just me, but God, I want a SOCOM. Is it just me?
Aren't they doing another one?
I don't know.
Isn't there a name for it? Yeah, isn't there a name for it too?
Do you remember playing the first times we got online with that playing SOCOM? Mm-hmm. And the nighttime boards, and there were the one on the aircraft carrier with the seal. I'm like, oh God, I missed that. Fucking game was so good.
You know what's so disappointing though is once the Game Shark happened to that game, that sucks so bad. Like, it would be so hard to get
cheaters,
a good match in that. Oh, because it was so easy. It was so easy to Game Shark that game, and then every time that they put a patch out for it, they'd figure out the code, like within another 2 weeks.
Yeah. Hackers really ruin a lot of shit.
SOCOM Resurgence.
Is that coming up? God, I just want a new SOCOM game.
What if it's still 989 Studios? I mean, I know they're gone. But what if they had, like, still had people from that studio? They were horrible. Remember how bad 989 screwed everything up for Sony? Like, they took all their franchise. Like, Siphon Filter should be a series still until they screwed it all up. Like, that was a cool game. And all the... Crash back then? They were part of Naughty Dog?
Yeah. SOCOM US Navy SEALs. SOCOM 2 was even better. That was so good.
I remember that was the first man we were playing that on PS2 with those little mics that plugged in, little one sided thing. We used to play with Rich.
We played with Steve, and we all played that thing. God, that was so good.
Yeah. It was.
It was a great game.
Halo was my introduction.
Then Halo came after that.
Yeah, Halo came after that. We were fucked.
digital crap.
What was it? SRQ Underground? That was the name of our clan?
Yep.
Remember we had a clan on Xbox? Of all of us? Yeah, we had one SRQ. SRQ Underground or something like that. That was the name of our clan.
Wow. So yeah, I'm just matches. I'm just trying to look at other shit. I mean, Anthem looks cool.
Hey, so what about this? The freaking Battletoads legitly coming out with the game.
Yeah, cool. Who knows? Another fucking video. Like,
and they tell us, oh, it's hand-drawn to animate. Hand-drawn 2.5D. Great. Show a picture.
Yeah, show something. Show anything from that game. And instead it was just like,
here's what's going to be in it.
Yeah, okay. That's all Microsoft did. This whole thing, like, I wanted to see a better Fable thing. Like, that would have been
I think it was them trolling, like, restarting the troll stuff. I mean, imagine all these suckers and all these video game stores that these calls are going to be starting up again. It's like, you know, the meme that is now, you know, been elevated even more. Because what if the game never comes out? What if it's just Microsoft fucking with everyone?
I mean, I really want to be... You know, seeing Cyberpunk 2077 was a cool video. Yep. Gets me really hyped for the game. But again, no date and no actual gameplay. Yep. Like, I'm just, show me. God damn. No Metroid Prime. Like, zip.
It was a massage with no happy ending. That's what it was. That's the best way to describe.
I mean, I just miss, like, the big bombshells that when they would, like, you know, like, when Sega, hey, we're going just third-party games, boom. Or, you know, when they made these announcements, like, when no one knew a new console was going to be announced.
Like they did with the Saturn. You got to admit, like, Sega really screwed that up. Like, you lose KB, you lose Sears, you lose all these stores that would have carried your system, and now they won't.
Yeah.
That's a lot of marketplace to give up. Back then, because remember when you had to go to the places to buy stuff?
But I miss like those bombshell announcements that no one saw, and it was like a game changer. Like it was like, you know, when somebody would announce a new console without any kind of like prep, it was just boom, here, you know, coming out late or something like here's this, and then coming out later this year, and it was like, oh my god, there was no like, everything was leaked.
The Switch was like that. Like the seeing the Switch for the first time was like was pretty dope.
Yeah, like finally they did a great job locking it down.
Yeah,
but now everything is leaked.
Do you think it's because the world is waiting? You know, the gaming industry is waiting for that next system. So all the video game, even like Bethesda, they've said, "Hey, here's this awesome game we got, but make some new systems and then it'll come out." I mean, is it time? Is it? You know,
and who's to say that
a lot of great life in these systems?
I mean, even these half systems, even though I bought them because I'm just that's just me. But like even these half, like the PS4, if you look at the PS4 regular system playing God of War, it still looks stunning. Like these systems still have another 2 or 3 years. These half systems didn't need to come out. Now I'm not complaining because you know they basically just did it for people who wanted 4K, but you know games were still looking good.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it at all where we're at. Like, I hate all the hard drive space that I have to eat up.
Yeah, that is true.
I definitely hate that.
It is easy to replace that stuff, though.
It is, but it's still like $100, you know, like another gig to add. Or another terabyte.
Mike, so what's your opinion? We had discussed this really quick. But what's your opinion on the Game Pass thing? The deal that it allows you to turn around and get the Game Pass but share it with somebody, one cost, you get both access legitly to full library of games that's offered through Game Pass.
So this is Microsoft's one?
Yeah.
I didn't see anything on that.
Oh yeah, there's one thing. Yeah. So well.
Well, I saw back to us on that. I saw that EA's doing a Game Pass.
So what if your friend break up? Like, what if you don't talk to each other anymore?
Here's my big concern. So
it's one annual.
So at E3 or at EA's experience thing in LA, they did a thing with like press and stuff showing off their new streaming tech where you can literally stream any game from like their library with zero lag on basically any device. Like as long as your television has like can download the app, you can play it. Like you don't need a system. It uses cloud tech, streams it to your device, whether it's your phone, you can have a controller hooked to your television and play it with your television with no console. And
no.
They say, yeah. So no. this is what scares me, because Guillermo from Ubisoft said he believes that the next console will be the last console, that everyone's going to go to these streaming things. So my concern is, they're like, oh, consumers don't want this or that. I don't have a problem paying $400 for an Xbox or $400 for a PS4, and that's all I pay. Yeah. But when you start telling me that EA is going to have their own service for all of their own games, and God, let's just say that's $20 a month, then Ubisoft's going to do the same. Yeah. Then Microsoft, then Sony, then Platinum Games, and
doesn't
all
that
these
sound
developers.
Awfully similar to a certain rule that died today?
Oh, is it the?
The net neutrality.
This is the clusterfuck that's going to happen. So now we have all these different publishers having their own services, which are going to cost money per service.
Yep.
Then they're going to stream these games, which is going to use your data, which now has a cap on it, put in place by Comcast or whoever you have. And now if you're streaming every game from this service, you're going to tear through your data allowment. I've already done it with just streaming Netflix.
I have a car that I have to have on Wi-Fi. Or I have to have on a data plan. Because I don't have a CD player.
So imagine having...
They make you do it.
Let's just say $20 a month for EA, $20 a month for Sony's, and $20 a month for Microsoft, and $20 a month for Ubisoft, and $20 a month for Nintendo.
$25 a month on top of your cable bill to get
Bethesda.
The gaming
yeah.
service.
And then you have your internet bill. And if that goes over, then you got to pay to have that go over.
Yep.
As opposed to just having a console, you download the game once and you play it, yeah, or just
I
buying it physically. This
I think
is $12.95
or $14.95 is going to be the base. Like, that's how it's going to start. It's going to be
unless these companies like Sony and Microsoft can come together and say, everybody, just we're building a platform together. Microsoft, Sony builds a platform together, and all these publishers come together for one fee. And share the profit, like kind of like a Steam, but yeah, I don't have a problem. I buy every console.
Yeah. Because and you know who's gonna tell them all to go fuck themselves? Nintendo.
Yeah.
Nintendo is gonna say we're gonna put it out. You don't even know how awesome this thing is, and we're gonna put it out.
What's a good thing we've been collecting all these systems all these years?
It scares me with all these different. Because I mean, it's happening already. If you want to watch, my wife tonight, she wanted to watch Suits, and Suits is on the USA Network app. And then she wanted to watch, I want to watch, Stranger Things. So I got to have Netflix. And then she wants to watch, whatever the hell that show is, Catastrophe on Amazon. Like, if you want these shows, they're on every single freaking platform.
You want to watch The Karate Kid? It's on YouTube Red.
Yeah. So, most of these are only $9 a month because they're shows, but. Netflix is getting up to $14 a month now. And, these are just television shows. These aren't multi, $350 million games like Grand Theft Auto that takes 6 years to make. They're going to want every penny back. And these services are not going to cost, $20 a month. It's just not.
Okay, so then bringing it back around to games, how much is that Game Pass right now?
I believe the Game Pass is like $10 a month, $9.95. But that's just for their first
month. Annually $60. Annually $60, right?
Let me check.
So
I was saving my free trial because I was going to do that for something. But I might just use the free trial.
My friends want me to try Sea of Thieves so bad. No, and I just can't.
It's fucking terrible. I did the beta test for it. It's terrible.
It sounds like work. Like, I watch streams of it, and it just seems like work. Like, I don't know. It's a weird game. Yeah.
All right, so here you go, Jay. So here's just a growing list of libraries. So for $9.99 a month, we talked about this today, The Division's on there, Fallout 4, Elder Scrolls Online, which I wouldn't mind playing that, State of Decay 2, Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider, Gears of War 4, recently added Mega Man Collection 2, which I wouldn't mind actually playing that too. Knights of the Play Anywhere. I don't give a shit about Sea of Thieves, Halo Wars. So obviously the Halo is not on here. But I mean, those are some pretty good. You can join for a buck. Every new release game is on this. So like when a game releases from Microsoft, it will be, so when Halo Infinite does come, it will be on here.
So if you pay the annual fee, basically the new thing is that you can share that with somebody else, which gives you the ability to split that cost and have access to that whole library.
So you and I could share this technically.
Technically.
As an Xbox Game Pass, you can
say I'll have to find another friend. Fine.
I mean, all right. So yeah, as
I'm accepting
tell,
applications on our Facebook wall. If anybody wants to be my friends, just, you know, if anybody actually likes Tom, yeah.
Okay. So E3, yeah, for the most part, as you can see, wasn't a whole bunch going on. And if it was, it'll be out next year. You got a couple things sprinkled here and there.
Really disappointing.
Smash was the only thing I'm super stoked about. That's really it.
And of course, other things are already scheduled to come out and are still coming out. You know, Soul Calibur's coming.
Yeah, no Mortal Kombat. Dead, there was nothing. Mentioned. No mention.
I mean, I was hoping for like a bombshell, kind of like a, hey, guess what? We've been holding this off. Again, this is a Switch thing, but I was hoping either Overwatch or I was hoping for Diablo 3 to be like, boom, it's on the Switch today.
They just put out they just put out like a new collection for Diablo 3, didn't they? Yeah.
And they've teased it. And
it's so funny how
I bought that game and I never even played it once. I bought it.
You guys,
Rob was like, "Tom, you should get this," and I was like, "Okay," but it was at the screwy time in my life or something. I don't know, but I just never ended up playing it.
I bought it twice. I bought it for Xbox and then I traded it in. Then I bought it for PS4 when it came out with like the Darkness expansion, whatever it was.
It's funny how you guys will spend the money on the new hardware, but just turn around and play the same games.
It's
rebuy the same games.
It's just
like what?
I mean, I'm not saying I would buy some of the stuff, but
Diablo 3, you know, if it would have came out.
No, I wouldn't. I would buy it again. I've already bought it twice. I'm not going to buy it again. But I was just hoping for people who haven't played it, just to give the console some juice, putting Overwatch on there. I mean, if Paladins can play on here, there's no reason that Overwatch cannot.
But also, you got to think about the hurdle for Nintendo also with these games is the voice chat. You got a voice chat through your smartphone.
Well, that was another thing I was hoping that they would do a new pro controller or new something that they need to fix the... If it has a mic jack on here, I should be able to just put a microphone headset set in and just play that way. They need to fix that.
Yeah. I just need new cardboard for my Labo. That's all I want.
I wonder what the sales are on that. I wonder how bad that or how good or bad
I don't think it's doing as well as they thought it was.
You think?
I want to check. Right now.
Shocking.
It was a cool idea. Cool idea. Well, did you see that once you buy it, you have access to online templates and like you can make your own replacements, and then even UPS was getting in on it because UPS sells.
Send your kid outside or send your kid to art school.
What?
What?
Discontinued already?
My 2 million copies sold.
Nintendo Labo racked up double the sales of God of War in Japan.
Fucking Japanese.
Well, it do get fucking Japan though. I mean,
come on. The main Labo kit sold 90,410 copies.
Yeah, but that's not worldwide.
But that's crazy in Japan.
3 million copies in 3 days.
That's not surprising in Japan. I mean, Greek mythology, God of War, you know, or like cute little Nintendo dog.
I don't care about it. I think it's stupid, but whatever. I mean, at least they're trying something.
What'd you say?
Fallout 76.
I don't care
about that. Fallout 76.
Whatever.
I'm not a Fallout person. I just like we talked about that too. Like
Vault came first. I know.
Yeah,
have you seen? It's coming to consoles eventually, but they didn't talk about it at E3. But it's for the PC right now, and it's called Warhammer Vermintide 2. Have you seen that?
Wait, yeah, they showed that, didn't they? The Xbox One.
Did
or
they?
When did they show that? Or did no? Bethesda showed it.
All right. So have either of you played Left 4 Dead?
No.
Imagine.
I've only heard bad things about it.
No, Left 4 Dead was great.
Really? Solid. Oh man, yeah, Mark hated that game.
Look up, it's called Warhammer Vermintide 2, and it's like four players, kind of horde based, but you're like progressing through it's kind of hard to describe.
It almost reminded me of Dynasty Warriors.
It should be on consoles this year, I think. It's on PC right now, and it's just look it up. I mean, the reviews have been outstanding for it.
Yeah, it's got a 9.
It's supposedly really good. I've been tempted to buy it for PC, but I'm like, I'm probably gonna want to, because you really need to communicate. And I'm like, I think I might just wait for the console release on this, but I would really like to play it. Looks like the
PC's got a base. Is it hard to play games with Jay, since he's never wrong about anything? Like when you play like Splinter Cell or stuff like that with him, he's like, oh, they're in here.
I'm not always right.
So there's
a very small percentage of time.
I'm going to sign up for it. If you just go to vermintide.com/PS4-beta, sign up. I'm doing it right now. I'm seriously. Beta's right here.
What are you signing up for?
The Vermintide 2 beta for PS4. Vermintide.com/PS4-beta.
There you go, folks. That's how exciting E3 is that they're playing their Switches and signing up for betas.
And what are you doing, Jay? What makes you happy? What makes Jay smile?
We don't talk about those type of things on these podcasts.
You're not allowed to be happy?
About games and pop culture. Yeah, oh, I am. Here's the Zelda thing.
Okay.
So,
Vermintide 2 is over 1 million copies.
It looks like 19 hours and 49 minutes.
19 hours? Did you hear that, Mike?
I did.
Okay, 19 hours, and he just finished Zora Domain.
The first Fantastic Beast.
Yeah.
So you just did your first dungeon?
Yep.
Okay.
First, the elephant.
Okay. How many heart pieces are you at? Like 4 or 5?
4.
At 4. At 20 hours in. Okay. So you can just imagine how many.
4 and upgraded the stamina wheel twice.
Okay. So just imagine how many more shrines you have in that game. Like, more of those cool little puzzles that you have to do in that game. And then you have 3 more bosses, 15 more memories to collect, and the Master Sword. Like, and then go and fight Ganon. Like, that game is so epic.
The memories took me forever, because I wanted that. I wanted the, because I beat it twice. I beat it the first time without all the memories and was like, well, that was shit.
Yeah, you don't get the full ending unless you get all the memories. Damn.
That's a great sell to keep going.
Dude, that game,
No, this guy here, he was like, I beat it first time, that was shit.
I faced that game perfectly this time.
So you're telling me that I need to complete all the memories before Ganon?
And when you were in Kuroko Village or whatever, remember that guy that you talked to and he was like, oh, let me see your phone or whatever, like, and he showed you a picture of where those things are, you got 14 pictures or something like that. Those 14 pictures are places in the overworld that you have to find, and they'll only show up, like, a little golden light will show up around them, so you have to know, like, where you're going.
Yay.
You don't find that exciting at all? Like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I use the guide for most of them because I didn't know where they were. Like, I'm not gonna lie and say I didn't use one. Like, IGN has a great one for it. You should definitely use it.
I used a guide to find all the memories. But I've said it since day one. Like, it does not have a great story, but that's not why I played it.
It doesn't need one.
It's really is the gameplay.
It's like playing the original level of, it's like the original Zelda on Nintendo. It's exactly like that, like in scope to me, like of just where who knows what the hell the next screen could be. Like, that's the great thing about that game.
I don't feel like fighting you guys tonight, so I'm going to go ahead and just say I'm only 19 hours in. I'm going to stick it through, and I'm going to beat the game, and then we're going to have this discussion.
Are you going to beat the game, or are you just going to get to the – no, but I mean, are you going to go through the whole thing and get the Master Sword and get
– You don't get the
like all the memories?
Sword. That's crazy.
Well, I think that if I didn't get the Master Sword when there's something called the Master Sword, I think I'd be selling myself short. That just sounds like something I need to get, you know? It just sounds like a cool weapon, so I should probably get it.
By the time I got to the second, or when I finished the second village, I went to the Gerudo one after that, like the one down in the desert on the southwest side. Like,
what, so you...
Yeah, exactly. Did you, down in the corner.
Did you like dressing up like a girl?
Well, I mean, you had to.
He does that all
That's the
time.
Only... Yeah, well, you know.
See him at work.
What the hell was I... Oh, so I went there, and after I finished the second boss, I went, and I had enough hearts. You have to have 13 hearts to get the Master Sword.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to
so
know.
So technically, 13 hearts, you get a heart after you defeat each boss. So... Yep. I mean, you're looking
that's
at
going to be eight. So
you have a ton of shrines. Gotcha. Like I'm at 80 on mine right now, and there's 120, and I'm at 80. So there's still 40 I want to find.
Well, that sounds exciting, guys. I can't wait.
Well, what else are you doing? What is more important than Zelda right now? Like in your gaming life?
In my gaming life.
Yeah, in your gaming life, what are you playing right now?
You've already got 2 gold guns in Overwatch, so you can put that down.
Yeah.
It's a true story.
What else you got?
Yeah, what else are
Assassin's Creed Origins.
Do you honestly right now think that you would enjoy Assassin's Creed Origin more than Zelda right now?
I love Egyptian mythology, but I am playing Zelda more.
Okay. I tapped out of it. I still have it. I want to finish it, but for some reason I lost interest, or maybe I just had other shit that I wanted to play. It's a great game. I do want to finish it. I just have not felt compelled to yet. So that's why no matter what I hear about the Spartan ones, because I love Greek mythology and all that shit and the Spartans, but I'm not going to buy it right away.
Nope.
Which one?
The Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
The new one.
That was like Rise for me. I was like, man, that game looks cool. Like, I'll get it. I waited all the way until it was free.
Which one? Oh,
the one that launched
Gladiator
with it?
One. Yes, Yeah.
Shadow of Rome.
Yeah, that's right. I think I have that. Wasn't it? I think I downloaded that.
I think it was a free game 1 month.
I still have the free game of Metal Gear Solid 5. Whatever.
Me Phantom, too. On both systems now.
And I still haven't played it.
I have no desire.
But it's such a fucking epic game.
I mean, for me, still the Metal Gear Solid 3 is my favorite. I love that.
It's definitely that's
so
good. Yeah, and I just like
so
the first
good.
One.
Last one's better. So, Mike, you got anything else to say about E3?
I mean, it's changed since the last time I went. I mean, the build up for stuff just seems like they didn't wait for the event. Like when I went there in 2002, this is before World of Warcraft, and that I mean, the build up to see World of Warcraft, they waited. You know, Doom, the original, I guess the first remake of Doom was there, and I mean it was just like these were games that, you know, they held off, and now it feels like everything either leaks. I mean, Sony spent the 5 days prior to the event like every day showing off a new game, and it was like just hold off,
like show us something. Yeah, I don't know, just everything felt so like Gears, you know, that was big. If you're into Gears, okay, cool, like, oh, and I get to play all this shit next year, neat.
I'm also wondering how much longer they're going to do E3. I mean, EA already does their own event right next door to it the day before.
Nintendo does their own thing.
Nintendo does their own things, their tree houses, and then Sony does the PSX experience. Microsoft does these guys want their own event to hold their own big, big announcements. So we know Sony's next big thing is going to be at PSX. That's when we'll see their next big stuff.
Yeah,
and it's
like BlizzCon and stuff like that.
Yeah,
kind of doing their own things. I think that's where it's heading. You know, you want to see the big games or all those things. Then
they can control the information better.
Party invite, yeah.
They can control the guests. I just think that
more time focused on their specific property, property or license. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So yeah, there you go. There's some stuff for you.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's doing with opening the door to the public. I don't know if that has some developers just kind of holding back because they don't want to be swarmed by fans. I mean,
I could see that could suck, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the first day I think is reserved.
There's a lot of asshole gamers and critics. Yeah. Fucking guys with podcasts and shit like to talk stuff.
I hate them.
Fucking, jeez.
Big worm.
I say we have maybe like 2 or 3 of these left before...
Run your pockets.
Yeah,
before E3
I don't think we're gonna need it anymore. Like, there's not. There, I mean, it's not like before where we didn't get the information beforehand, like, but now it's so readily available. Like, God, like, remember getting your gaming news from GamePro back in the day? Or, you know, or EGM, or, like, I used to really like Game Fan.
I do miss that. That and Next Gen. I missed Next Gen magazine.
Yeah, Next Gen was good, and Ultra Game Players. I like that one a lot, too. That guy, Frank O'Connor, the editor of that, is now, like, the president of 343 right. Studios.
Yeah, right.
Like, what the hell, dude? How'd you go from, like, being an editor of a magazine to now you're, like, in charge of a studio? That's awesome. Good for that, dude.
What's your guys' take? IHOP is now IHOB.
Dude, no. Wendy's okay, roasting so them was the Wendy's shit, though.
Kills it. Wendy's yeah, Twitter account too. Is the shit.
It is.
Yeah.
But... yeah, we talked, because obviously this is what I do for a living. So we talked about that today at work. And yeah, so it's temporary. It's a marketing gimmick to help push their new line of hamburgers. They are changing the sign at like one LA store, but this is not a permanent thing.
See, I thought it was International House of Breakfast. That's where I thought it was going.
That's what everyone kind of thought. But let me see if I can go to.
It's got people talking about. It's got people talking about.
That was the whole thing. But that was the whole thing, and that it worked. However, it really backfired because
it did.
No one's talking about it in a positive way.
Even Burger King turned around and they put the Pancake King, and they changed their like Facebook page and everything, and they're serving all these pancakes and stuff.
Let me see if I can find.
I just don't like. Okay, when's the last time any of you remember going to an IHOP?
I tell you, my history with that place is so bad because every time I go there, I want freaking waffles and their waffle maker's busted. It's so freaking frustrating because I want chicken and waffles. And fuck it up all the time. Then I go with pancakes, but it's just not the same when you got your heart set on something. Do you remember that one, the Double Down from KFC?
Yes.
Double Down.
Like heart
attack sandwich. Yeah, it was like chicken and bacon and bacon and chicken and cheese. Okay, what'd you find, Mike?
We gotta wrap this up. Shit. IHOP is getting flame broiled by every restaurant on Twitter. And so it just goes down. This guy here's their thing. So Wendy's, you just going to let IHOP sell burgers on your block? Thought you were the OG. It says, not really afraid of burgers from a place that decides pancakes were too hard. They also said, remember when you were like 7 and you thought changing your name to Thunder Bear Sword would be cool? Yeah, like that, but our cheeseburgers are still better. Nice. And then IHOP says, we don't want any beef with you. We just want to share our beef with the world. And Wendy says, welcome to the neighborhood.
Wow. they're going to get in trouble for her harassment.
I want to share my beef with the world.
Hey, Burger King, do you have a grill IHOP can borrow? And they changed their name to Pancake King and says, sorry, old Burger King can't come to the phone right now. Netflix says, be right back, changing our name to Next Flib. White Castle says, we're excited to announce that we'll be switching our name to Pancake Castle.
That would be horrible.
Whataburger says, as much as we love pancakes, we never change our name to What a Pancake. Even Moon Pie says, we've worked really hard for 100 years to get people to remember our brand names. So it's cool with everyone. We're just going to stick with Moon Pie.
It sounds like what an idiot would call IHOP. Like, IHOP.
Oh, that's great. Like, A&W restaurants, or like A&W root beer and all that stuff, they just took their logo and flipped it upside down and reversed it. And then underneath of it, it says, we don't know what it means either.
So you're telling me that Moon Pie is 100 years old?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Hot buckets. Bucket like it's hot.
Bucket like it's hot. All right, yeah, let's put a fork in this shit. Or a bork. No.
Oh, did you see the one with the tampons?
Oh, God.
So, no, this is serious. So, Google IHOB, H-O-B, and then OB pregnancy tests. And the OB and the OB and HOB and the OB in the box, it's identical. It's literally identical. Same font that says, nothing makes me hungrier than a logo that reminds me of a pregnancy test. And it was really well written.
Nothing makes you run faster.
Did you find it?
Yeah, I did. I saw it on the thing next to it.
Yeah, nothing makes me run faster or something like that than pregnancy. Oh, yeah, this blew up in their face.
I could care less, like, at all. Like, again, I can't.
Yeah, I'm still gonna ask for breakfast. Still gonna ask for pancakes. If I'm asked for chicken and waffles first, and if not, the pancakes, you better have them.
Well, like I said, it was a temporary move. It's only meant to last for like a month or two, just to kind of promote their burgers. But yeah, talk about a blunder that just blew up in their face.
Yeah.
They say some publicity or bad publicity is good publicity. Not always.
Nope.
Not always.
That's Vince Vaughn.
All right, guys. Let's go ahead and stick a fork in it.
Been
a good one. Good talking with you guys. Yep. As always, follow the pages, check the site, and we'll be back sometime soon.
Okay. See ya.
Later.
Bye.
No, I won't! Get that puree of lonesomeness away from me! I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that. Did you just tell me what I love? Write this down, you toad-faced frump. I love pancakes!